I live in Omagh. He doesn't. He lives, as you know, in County Donegal. I don't think I've seen him in Omagh that often. He turns up at the occasional rally. He does occasionally go to London and claim his expenses for that trip. But what he does behind doors, nobody actually knows. Northern Ireland, by law, is part of the United Kingdom. And clearly, we want to have someone who will represent the people of West Tyrone in that parliament.
If there is to be a unionist elected in West Tyrone, the very least that needs to happen is a deal between yourselves and the DUP, which will see one agreed candidate run with the 100% unequivocal backing of both parties. What are the chances of that happening?
That is a question I leave to the party leadership, but at the same time, I think politics has a lot to do with personality and what you actually deliver for the people in your constituency. I've been in politics now for 10 years, and I believe that I have certainly left a mark in West Tyrone. I seek a mandate in my own right as an Ulster unionist, and we will leave that, as I say, in the hands of the people whenever that time comes.
Is it your belief that your party leader, Mike Nesbitt, should be seeking a deal with the DUP on this one?
There are certain areas where clearly it should be something that should be looked at to ensure the return of a unionist politician. I think in West Tyrone, the Ulster unionists did hold the seat. The last MP to hold it, as you said yourself, was William Thompson. And it's an Ulster unionist seat that could be winnable if people look to their hearts and decide what do they want. Do they want representation or do they want silence? I offer representation.